All right, we will move on now to item 17. This is our antelope action plan, and Mr. Canta will remain with us on the swing spot.
Yes, thank you, Madam Chair. So again, John Canta, section chief with Game Fish and Parks. And I'll just briefly cover the pronghorn action plan. You'll recall at your June commission meeting that Andy here went over that action plan and gave you some of the details of things that we were working on and updating in that plan. In particular, we talked about the current objectives, and so I did want to run through those quick just to refresh your memories. So the objectives are to manage pronghorn for biologically and socially acceptable levels. We want to manage populations for maximum and quality recreational hunting opportunities. Next, we want to work with private landowners to alleviate depredation. And finally, to increase pronghorn habitat and hunter access, which, of course, is a big priority for our department, habitat and access. After that June meeting, we did work to make the plan available for public comment. We did receive six comments total. Five of those comments generally supported the plan, the action plan, the draft action plan. And we did have one comment that was related to non-resident licenses. That individual felt like those licenses were too low. But all in all, those comments didn't cause staff to make any changes to the plan or didn't feel there was any need to address anything based on those comments. So with that, I'd certainly take any questions or have some conversation here, but otherwise we'd ask that the commission please adopt the pronghorn action plan.
Any questions or comments on the antelope action plan? We do need a motion and a second. Thank you, Commissioner. Moved by Commissioner Cole to adopt. Seconded by Commissioner Teal. Questions, comments on that motion? Seeing none, all those in favor of adopting, say aye.
Aye.
Those opposed? It is adopted.
Excellent. Thank you, Madam Chair.